Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Sandra Ture, and we're back again with another episode here live at the Georgia Aquarium, and I am joined with Maria.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I really want to start off by saying congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome that you won a scholarship.
Thank you.
And hearing about your stories is just all so unique, but it seems to have all a common ground, which is women in technology and just them developing and just trying to craft you guys into better people and helping you guys grow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about how you got started with WIT.
So I came from Brazil, a whole different country and a whole different background. So coming from Brazil, I wanted to make friends and have a way to meet people.
Right.
So in one of the student organization fairs at Georgia Southern, our former president, she talked to me and she convinced me to go to WIT because she told me all the stories and everything that she has done and everything that helped her. Paved the way to other girls, as she did to me. So I went to WIT campus, our meeting, and when I got there, they were doing elections, and actually I run for a position, and
really?
I got the communications chair on the first day. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, ever since, I've been to many events, and I've been in touch with so many awesome females that are empowered by this organization and empowered by everything that they have done for us, and they have really changed my perspective on being a female in STEAM. So,
And tell me about that stereotype about women in STEM.
For me, I think that it comes from before you even think about it. It's what the society puts on you, and it's like all the burden of being in a different position.
Yeah.
So for me, I felt that in many classes where I have male colleagues and they're always like telling me that I can't do stuff.
Right.
But we're females. I mean, we have the will to go there and just nail it. So.
And I've read somewhere that we actually have more mental capacity than males.
I don't know that. I don't know about that. But yeah, I think that we know what we want.
Right.
So we can do a lot with that. So
tell me a little bit about your scholarship and how you got that.
So it was a long way because we started doing the scholarship, all the papers and everything in February.
Mm-hmm.
And but I just showed how much I love to do what I do and how much I love being a woman in STEAM. And Honeywell thought that I had, I don't know, maybe a potential to be a really good person and a person to represent them in this field.
Right.
So, yeah, it was pretty good to me, and WIT has a really important role in this whole thing.
So how has being a part of WIT changed your career path or just your experience?
As being in a communications chair really changed me. Being in WIT, because I came from a different country and a different language, and everything was different. So being in WIT maybe made me just go for it, go for things that I wanted to do. And they empowered me. They showed me every single day that whatever I want to do, I just have to want to do it because I have the subsidy to go and do whatever.
So it was somewhat of a foundation, that just helped you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. So that was Maria, and this is Sandra Ture, and that's another episode of WIT Connect here live at the Georgia Aquarium.